With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC. And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money, but how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Thursday, June 2nd, and we are here trying to give you some unconventional and hopefully entertaining insights on your money and your life. I am Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst. I'm a certified financial planner. Mark Talercio is our executive producer. We are both CFPs, as a matter of fact. And, you know, if you've got a financial question, we'd love for you to go on the website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and let us know if you'd be willing to come on the air. Because when you come on the air, you also get the sassy Jill, even sassier Jill, before we go on the air. That's what we were able to deliver to you, Tammy, who's on the line from Oklahoma. So, Tammy, don't tell them what I said, but you will confirm to the listening audience that it was a little sassy before we started, right?
Most definitely.
And worth it. I mean, come on. So what can we do for you?
Okay, so my husband and I are headed into retirement. We've chosen June 30th as our exit date. And as we were working the numbers, of course, one of the things was to build the income plan, how to draw from our buckets and make it all work out. And so I feel like an annuity would best match us, most likely like a single premium immediate annuity. But, you know, when we started back in January, our net worth was much higher, and it's very cringeworthy right now. But I still think we should do it. But I'm like, okay, so the idea is not to draw until January at the earliest. And we may not even need to in January. You know, part of the reason is just to make sure we don't have to just always be checking what the market is doing and keep that base going.
Right. So you're feeling a little anxious, but you're still not so anxious that it's going to derail you from retirement this year, right?
Correct.
Okay. How old are you, Tammy?
I am 63. I'll turn 64 late this year.
Okay. And your husband?
He's 2 years older. He's okay. 60. He will turn 66 this year.
Okay. How much do you guys earn together?
Together, our gross is about $150,000.
Are you contributing to retirement accounts right now?
Yes. I contribute to a 401k from my work, about 10%. I was doing 20%, but then I backed off this year. And then at the same time, I've been contributing to a Roth. And then my husband doesn't have a workplace one. And so we just max out an IRA for him.
Traditional IRA?
Just a traditional, yes.
How much money is in his IRA right now?
His is sitting at like $400,000.
Okay. And how much money is in your pre-tax 401k?
My pre-tax is $350,000 for my workplace one. Mm-hmm. And then my Roth is sitting at $90,000. And then I have a rollover from previous employers that's sitting at $450,000.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so all told, we have about 1.2, 1.3, depending on what day of the week you look.
Don't look so hard. Okay, so what about non-retirement? So we talked about rollover and traditional and Roth. Any brokerage accounts?
No brokerage accounts.
Okay, savings, just an emergency reserve fund?
Yes, tons of cash, stuffed in all places under the mattress.
Okay. But, how much about?
So about 200,000.
Great. Do you own your home?
We have a mortgage.
You own it with the bank. How much yes. is the house worth?
The house is worth about 450.
And what remains on your mortgage?
About 220, 225.
What's the rate on that mortgage, Tammy?
The mortgage rate is like 2.2%.
Oh my God. 15 or 30?
30. Yeah.
Wow. Holy smokes. That's something else, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you retire this year, tell us about full retirement age Social Security. What are the numbers?
Okay. So for my husband who would draw next year, so his full retirement is like $2,200 a month.
And what's your full retirement?
And then my full retirement would be in July of 2025. And we're looking at like $3,150 in today's dollars.
His full retirement age is 67 or 66 and change?
66 and however many months, yes.
Okay. So that's definitely coming in next year, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, and yours will be in a few years, in 2025, as you said.
Yeah.
And what do you figure? I mean, I know you got this nice, cheap mortgage. What do you think you need to live on?
So basic, just like paying the bills and paying the car payments and all of that. We need about $7,000 monthly.
You just said car payments. Can you give me that as also, like, what do you have, auto loans? And
yeah, we have two car payments that'll be paid off in about 2 years. I mean, about the same time that my Social Security would kick in. And they're a total of like $900 a piece. I mean, total.
Look at you with your big fancy cars, $900 yeah. a month. What is some big truck that you need in Oklahoma?
SUV. So yeah,
an SUV. You got to drill oil on the side, so you have to be able to do that. That's what everyone in Oklahoma does. So
that's what we do. Yeah,
you haul stuff down to Auntie M's, little shelter. Okay,
yes. Good.
Is this an absolute? Like, do you hate what you do? You got to tell me the truth.
You know, just like everybody else, we've got to the end of the road. I mean, I don't just absolutely hate it, but I work 2 weekends a month every month. Plus the weekdays. And, you know, so that's the thing is I work a lot of weekends. It gets to where it's hard to be spontaneous. Like this past couple of weeks ago, my husband was like, hey, there's this concert Saturday night. Do you want to go? And I'm like, no, got to work. You know, and we like to go outdoors, go camping, that sort of thing. And, you know, I mean, we're just like, we'd like to do more of that. And then my mom lives a couple of hours away, you know, and she's widow, need to get up there to help her. So that's, you know, that's kind of where we're at.
Do you think you'll have to help support mom? I mean, how old is she?
She's 83 and very likely, yes. I mean, she's independent and does very well right now, but I think there'll be the time when she might have to move in, yes.
Okay. But you have a house that can accommodate. This is a new house, so I presume you can accommodate. So she may have to move in. Okay.
Yes.
And you have siblings around?
Yes, I have a sister who lives nearby.
Good. You like her? She's all right?
She's all right. You know. You know how it goes with sisters.
I mean, I love my sister, but I know that everybody has the exact same kind of relationship. So you're the one who's, so I'm going to, this is great because I'm going to encourage you to do one thing about if mom does move in. I think that you're going to have some real conversations with your sister. Like, hey, I'm going to have mom move in. There's certain things I'm going to have to do in my house. Like, we're going to sell mom's house. And like, you're going to have to get some money to support her, to support mom, right?
Yes.
And I want you to be able to have that conversation before the time actually comes with your mother and your sister. And it's a tough conversation. That's why I want to prep you for that right now. Mom owns our house?
Yes.
What do you think that's worth?
It's a really small rural home, so that's probably only worth like $50,000.
Okay. And does she collect Social Security? Is that what she lives on?
Yes.
So she would have Social Security. You'd sell the house. There's probably some small bank account. But essentially, you know, there has to be some agreement between you and your sister like, hey, you know what? Mom's Social Security check is going to be used for us to support mom. Like, it's not like your sister gets that, a piece of that. Okay. So I just want there to be like at least a conversation that when you do this, that you guys are prepared to do it. And you should talk to your mom about it also. Like, you feel good about this, mom. We love you, blah, 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 blah. Just to have a game plan. And it could change, but it's worth having that conversation. All right. So now Would you guys be willing to do any part? Like you, it sounds, are you a nurse? Is that why you work weekends?
I'm in IT.
Okay. So is there any way that you would be able to work part-time? Like if you retired, would your company maybe hire you back for a couple days a week, but only weekdays? Like, would they be willing to do something like that or not?
I don't know. It's possible because that was the first, you know, the first thought. And they have other people done that on an hourly basis. I don't know if they could make it work to where I wouldn't work weekends, but I would be open to that because I'm sure I would make a lot more money on an hourly basis. Yeah.
I mean, look, you guys are in very good shape because you're going to have, you know, eventually $5,350 coming in from Social Security, right? And, you know, that's a good chunk of your need. You will need to create some more income because we know that to pay your bills, as you said, it's $7,000 a month and that's the net number. So, we know that we are going to have to pull, let's say, $3,000, maybe $4,000 a month from your total asset base. And if that's the case, you know, what happens is, you know, we could probably make it work on the pre-tax dollars, but it's close. I mean, it's not a slam dunk. Do you guys have kids that are grown and on their own and okay?
Yes, we have two adult sons and they're both grown and doing okay, you know, have great careers and don't need our
good. Help. Thank God.
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, a few things that come to mind. One is that what are we doing in terms of, you know, if you think about retirement, for you, what are you going to do? Go on COBRA for this year and a half before you turn 65?
Yes.
I think you can probably do it. Would it work a lot better if I knew that for the next year, 2 years, you could have a little bit of income flowing in until you collect Social Security? You know, like, I just feel like you are close. Look, $1.2 million, if you just think about it, it's $1.2 million, but it's pre-tax, right? So I got to pay tax, meaning you got to pay tax, whether it's in an annuity or not. And I'll get to the annuity question. And, you know, $1.2 million at a 3% withdrawal rate, meaning you pull out 3% a year, and that would hopefully not deplete you. And, you know, and it's not a perfect metric, but it's not bad. So that would give me that $3,000 a month, but it's pre-tax. That's kind of close for you guys because however long before you collect Social Security, we know that we're going to spend some of that cash down because that's how you're going to float your in-between period. But once you collect Social Security, you could get this, you're going to have Social Security of $5,350. You're going to have $3,000 a month from pulling out of your pre-tax accounts. That's like your $8,000-ish. You pay your taxes and you have $7,000. Then you have your $7,000 net. It's okay. It just, for me, I think that you probably can do this with like a 70%, 75% probability that it works fine. But it's not like a 95% probability. So I just want to put that out there. And the way that you build up the probability of success is you work a little longer. And it doesn't mean you have to work full time. But gosh, if it were possible for you to do something part time in IT, whether at your firm or somewhere else, where you knew that you were taking in, you know, instead of making, how much do you make right now full time?
$115,000.
Like if you knew, honestly, you could make $50,000 or $60,000, that would be the help that I need. That's it. I don't need much more. And it's not for that long, just a few years. And I don't think the annuity actually helps you in many respects because the annuity, what happens in the annuity, either you take the cash and you pop it into an annuity and it starts creating a flow of income, which is okay, but I really want you to have access to your money, or you're taking money out of your retirement assets. You're taking it out now, which is, you know, we are at a point where we had a big pullback in the markets, but forgetting about that, you're pulling money out, the clock starts ticking, and boom, you're going to start receiving income that's taxable to you. And I don't know, it's not a fabulous vehicle for you guys at this moment. I almost feel like in a couple of years, it might be worth it to do that. It might be worth it to give you peace of mind. But the greatest peace of mind that I could give you right now is to say, if you could work and make, you know, half of what you're making now, and do that for a few years and maybe let the old man retire, whatever, if he's not happy doing what he's doing, but he's going to have that pension. I mean, that Social Security. Yeah, he's going to have that Social Security. And that's not a bad thing. It's like, that's the income he has. If you could get on board with that and work for a couple of years part-time, let's see how the economy rolls. I'm slightly worried about this game plan in the same way that I get worried about when kids graduate into a recession. And I'm like, well, you know, it's not an ideal time, but you don't have a choice. With retirement, you usually have a choice. And if things are slowing down or if the world is going into a period where there's going to be slower growth, I just would prefer you keep working and having some money and let your money continue to grow.
Now, one thing we did forget to talk about was a pension that I do have from a previous employer.
I am falling in love with your previous employer right now.
For the first 20 years of my life, my working life, I was a government employee. And I'm already drawing on that. And that's what's like paying the car payments and all the other frivolous things. And okay. So, yeah, it's like $1,500 a month.
So
but
then
it's
still not perfect. But look, if something horrible happened with your mom and you had to stop working on a dime and you're moving her into your house and you just needed to do that, we could make this work. I might say like, look, don't spend $7,000 a month. Try to spend $6,000 a month. Like it will probably work. Don't buy an annuity because I don't want you to tie the money up right now. If you can work for like another year and a half, even just to get you to Medicare, not even have to pay for the COBRA in this time, something that would be really helpful is that with that $1,500 a month, that's paying off your car payments. Maybe it's even just that. Think about it this way, Tammy. You said, I've got an auto loan in 2 more years, $900 a month, it's gone. Like if that's gone in 2 years and I have $1,500 a month and then I freed up $900 a month in expenses, like all of that starts to work a lot better. It's like a year and a half or 2 years of work. And even if it's just some part-time work, it would work better. So that would be my hope that I can leave you with, it is that I think you're like pretty close and you probably can do it. It's just not a slam dunk right now.
Understood.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And that's why I was kind of, you know, that's what's like, you work the numbers, you're like, it looks close, but
yeah. And it's also like, look, you may have a different perspective on risk. Mark and I are very wimpy. And I will freely admit that to anyone who comes on the line with us. Like, I don't feel comfortable saying like, yeah, that's fine when I don't, it's not 100%. So I don't even need 100%. I want it to be more than 90%. And again, we increase the odds with work. That's the way that we increase the odds. And, you know, it sucks to work weekends. Believe me, I know that. But if there's a way to kind of negotiate this with the boss, especially with someone who's like, hey, it's a tight labor market, IT, I know my stuff. Like, how about if we do this? See if there's any appetite for that. And that's also another option for you. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
All right. What else do I have to know? Did you do your estate planning?
No, that's yeah.
Oh my God, Tammy.
I know.
Do you have that as a benefit at work? Is there any like legal expense in your benefit package?
There is not. That would be a nice little perk for them to
add. That's something you talk to your boss about. That's actually a cheap thing to get as a benefit. I mean, you are in IT, so you're very facile with the thing called the interwebs, right? What I would suspect is that if you just went to Policy Genius, which is like the big insurance aggregator, they also have a module for estate planning. And even if you just did that as just like a holdover, if you don't want to go to the lawyer and spend the big money, it's okay. Like I would do that. Absolutely. And, you know, mostly because you're in your 60s, things happen. We just went through COVID, like bad things can happen out of the blue. And we just want you to have the documents ready to go. Okay. All right. Any old life insurance or anything like that kicking around?
Yes, we do. We have some small policies that, you know, we picked up way back in our early days of our marriage and right now the dividends off of it's paying the premium. So we don't really even like pay on the premium.
That's fine. So they can bury you. You have a beautiful.
Yes.
It'll be a beautiful funeral with very good food.
Yes.
All right, Tammy. I think you're all set. Anything else that you need from us?
That's all.
Great.
I think.
Thank you so much for giving us a shout. If you, like Tammy, are thinking about making a big change in your life and it requires you to get a better hold on the numbers, why don't you give us a holler? Go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, let us know if you'd come on the air, and Mark will do the rest. And while you're on the website, subscribe to our other broadcast called Eye on Money and sign up for the free weekly newsletter. It would be so easy to do. All right, we'd like to remind you to please put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Thank you so much for listening. Grit, growth, grace. We'll talk to you tomorrow.